I think it will. Every year we're seeing more and more people cycling, and that's been a consequence of many things. And in a way, we've got a real surge in cycling nationally, partly because of the success of people like Bradley Wiggins and Chris Froome in the Tour de France. And I'm sure this will just kind of add to that effect, and we will continue to see even more people cycling in Brighton and Hove. Brighton and Hove has been a real success story over these last few years. More and more people are visiting every year, we know that. But from a transport perspective, yeah, there's lots of very innovative cycling projects, particularly that have taken place over the last few years. So it'll be a real opportunity to put those on the national stage and to really emphasise Brighton and Hove's leading role as a leading transport authority and as, yeah, really the place to be in the UK. Ditchling Beacon is something that I haven't actually cycled up personally for many years, but yeah, when I did, it was very, very challenging, but a great sense of achievement when I got up there. But I think they'll just take it in their stride, and then they'll go downhill, and then they'll be ready to go up Bear Road. I think that's going to be exciting to see them race into the finish on Madeira Drive. I'm really looking forward to that.